What a spectacular morning across Jervis Bay, let me tell you. The reason why? Not only is it a brilliant morning, but there are loads and loads of whales in the bay. Time to check out our whale watch, all thanks to Marine Mammal Research with Scotty Sheen. G'day, Scott. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Adam. Another lovely day on Jervis Bay.
Yeah, you're exactly right, mate. Now, I think it was Wednesday we had Pam, who won herself the researcher for a day. We're going to do that every Wednesday for those people that want to get out on the water and check out MMR and Marine Mammal Research. And what they actually do is research the humpback whales and basically plot their course from up north all the way down to Jervis Bay and then further south to Eden as well. Scotty, have you got some exciting news? Have we got more or less whales in the bay at the moment?
Yesterday was a great day. We had a mother and calf inside early morning down near Creswell, and then we had two new mother and calves coming through Bowen Island. And then after lunch, we had probably about six or seven passing Point Perth and jumping and breaching and splashing. But the amazing thing was, yesterday morning, we were tuned in to 2ST and listening to your voice on the radio, and the whales must have heard your voice and started breaching. It was
crushing. Yeah, they're listening to me going, "No, stop him, please." So you actually get the chance to see them breaching, mate. That feeling, I've only ever sort of seen them just roll in and out of the water. I've never had the opportunity to see a tail slap. I've never seen a breach. When they come up so close to that boat, because, I mean, the good thing about Dolphin Watch Cruises is they just stop the boat, and whether the whales and the mother and calf want to come to the vessel is another thing, and often they do because they're a little curious. What is that feeling like, Scott, when they breach right there in front of you?
Yeah, it's amazing. Basically, they're inquisitive, and they've come into the bay to sort of rest up, and they pull up, and the calf just is so inquisitive, it'll just come up to the boat and have a look and start playing and just start through this whole training thing of learning how to be a whale from slapping and breaching, and it's an amazing feeling to see them up close and personal.
Wow. Mate, you're a very, very lucky man, and obviously, as I said, next Wednesday, somebody is going to be very, very lucky. When they're a research for a day, what do they do out with you at MMR?
Well, what they get to do is actually, they get hold of a camera, they get through the binos, they're going to help us spot the animals, tell us the direction they're going, their behaviour they're doing, if they're lifting their fluke up. And then that's the whole idea. We're trying to capture a fluke, and that's the thing that we identify the whales that come back into the bay or travel past up and down the coast.
Mm. Well, there are plenty of whales inside Jervis Bay at the moment. Another great day for a bit of whale watching. So thanks to Scotty Sheen, mate. You have a great weekend, and I'm sure that plenty of people will be out with you and the gang at Dolphin Watch Cruises at Owen Street in Husky. Good on you, mate. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon, Adam.